everybody. Hope y'all doing great out there today, man. Hope y'all doing wonderful today, man. This one gonna be like maybe a controversial one, like, you know, how people is, man. You know, people just, they don't like the truth. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna speak the truth always and forever, because our Father speaks the truth always and forever. And whoever don't like it, don't like it, and it's just gonna be what it is. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? What I got to lose? You know what I'm saying? What I got to lose when the Father on my side? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So, you know, most people don't like to. So the world painted Yeshua as white. You know what I'm saying? Painted him as white. Straight off the bat, that's how we're gonna start. The world painted him as white. Yeshua is black. All the prophets are black. Our Father Yahweh is black. Mother Ruach HaKodesh is black. You know what I'm saying? They black. But the world paint Yeshua as white. You see what I'm saying? So, Yeshua is Hebrew. Father Yahweh is Hebrew. Mother Ruach, Holy Spirit is Hebrew. Abraham was Hebrew. Moses was Hebrew. Jeremiah was Hebrew. They all got Hebrew names. So it's no letter J, but they gave that to us. You know what I'm saying? David was Hebrew. Yeah, I was Hebrew. It said that Yeshua was coming from the seed of Abraham. If Abraham was Hebrew, that means Yeshua was Hebrew if he came from the seed of Abraham, right? Abraham gave Melchizedek his loins, and Melchizedek blessed him. So the seed of Abraham was blessed. You see what I'm saying? So Moses was the grandson of Abraham, so Moses was Hebrew. You see what I'm saying? Every time we went to war, every time the Hebrews went to war, Israel went to war, who did Father Yahweh help? The Hebrews, right? Anytime the Hebrews went to other gods, I went to other nations and worshiped their gods, who got cursed? The Hebrews. You see what I'm saying? So when you look at these things, what are you getting from it? When Father Yahweh was writing with his fingers to Moses, and Moses is the grandson of Abraham, which Abraham is a Hebrew, and Father Yahweh is writing with his fingers to Moses to talk to the Israelites, to give the commandments to the Israelites, and Father Yahweh was writing with his finger, what did he write to Moses in? Hebrew. When Pharaoh, I think it was King Pharaoh, when the Hebrew children was being born, what did Pharaoh want to do to the Hebrew children? He wanted them to be killed when they came out the womb of the woman. But Father Yahweh was making so many be born that the women, they got exhausted. So they was complaining to Pharaoh that they couldn't do it no more. You see what I'm saying? They wanted all the man children to be killed. All the boys to be killed. Why did he want the Hebrews to be killed? What's going on in today's life? They want black people to be killed, the Hebrews to be killed. Why? Because there's so many of us. It's so many of us. We outnumber the whole everybody. But they're not going to tell you that. They're going to make it seem like we're the few, when it's not true, when they really need us to gain their wealth in this world. They eat off our back. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at things, why did they paint Yeshua to be white? You know what I'm saying? Because they want us to see them, that they're in power. They're like, to be afraid of them, that they're in power. They're the ones in power. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about, as a young child, as a young boy, as a young female, Hebrew child, and you look and all you see is all the history is white. Whites did this, whites did that. All the presidents, all the people in the political party, all white. And then you see maybe 1, 2, 3 blacks. You know what I'm saying? All the business owners are all white. You barely see any blacks with big time business doing these things, because it's not in the media. It may be some out here, but it's not in the media, so that you would know that these people are big time business people. So the picture is portrayed of all whites being the big time people and having all the big time money and having the big time knowledge and being able to orchestrate the world and have people vote for them. You know what I'm saying? All these things, and even turns to the church. Even if you want to be saved, you got to look at a white Messiah as your savior. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at all these things, who painted the picture to show Hebrews that all this stuff? So you got to look at the big picture that if God, the Hebrew God, painted Hebrew God in the Bible, was saving the Hebrews through fights and wars and battles because they was into his laws and commandments. You know what I'm saying? And they was living by him, and he was destroying their enemies every time they came against them. Why now would it change? Why now would the picture be different? You see what I'm saying? It's because they took the Father away from the people. They took the God away from the Hebrew people. If you could take the God away from the Hebrew people, you got them, because now they're not in the laws of their God. They're in the laws of another man's God. You see what I'm saying? You could change the names. You could change the times. You could change the calendar. You could change everything around them, the whole environment, the living arrangement, everything that they do, the things that from the, what they eat to how they speak to everything that they had. You took all that from them, you know what I'm saying, to give them this false reality, you know what I'm saying, of what it shouldn't be. And now it's been going on for centuries that many people didn't have the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to be able to change it because they didn't know. So then you bring out all these different religions to start confusion to where they don't know which one to go to. They don't know where to go. You bring out all these different gods to where they don't know which god. You bring out all these different idols to now where they might not even want to look at a god. They'll look at an idol. You bring out all these different statues to where they may not want to look at even a real person. They may want to look at a fake statue that's made out of metal or wooden or whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? So it's so many different things that's going on around the Hebrew people that they can't even see that God is alive and that his word is alive, because all this stuff is in front of them to where they can't even fathom who God can even be. So they just gonna believe that the Messiah is white and that his name starts with the letter J, which we can call him that, we can call him Jesus, but his real name is Yeshua because that's the Hebrew name. You see what I'm saying? But God knew that we would be saying that because he knew that a lot of people would be deceived, so he just accepted. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even know God's name. They don't know his name is Yahweh, Tesavaya. They don't know his name. They call him God. They call him capital God. I mean, they call him God, capital G-O-D. They call him Jesus. They call him, they got other God names, Allah, Buddha, you know, so all these different other things that they got, you know what I'm saying? And it's not him, you know what I'm saying? So it's like somebody calling you the wrong name. You're not going to answer because that's not your name. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's so much stuff that causes confusion and division that when you tell people your God name and you tell them what you stand for and all these things, they look at you crazy and they be looking like, man, you want some other type of stuff. Like, you want some other type of time, some other type of stuff. And you lost right now. You'll come back to reality. When in reality, you're in reality and they're not. You know what I'm saying? They dry bones. That's why our Father Yahweh told Ezekiel, he said, son of man, prophesy unto these dry bones. These dry bones are my Hebrew people. They are the children of Israel. They've been lost. They've been spread apart in the valley. And they dry bones. What that means, they've been divided. They've been divided in the mind. So it takes one mind of Father Yahweh, one child of Father Yahweh, to speak into the minds of the other dry bones of the other Israel people so that they could come back unto one, as he spoke and prophesied that they will. We will. You know what I'm saying? But it takes for people to have the information, the knowledge. Because now it's all been divided into all this split stuff that, you know, it's going to take many of us to speak into the people. Because our Messiah spoke unto the people, right? And we seen what our Messiah did, and we woke up, and now we speaking into the people, and now some of them waking up, and then some of them going to speak to the people, and some of them going to wake up, and it's just going to go like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's the situation. So this is not a racist thing. This is not a black and white thing. But it should be no problem with me saying that our Messiah is black and our God is black and Mother Ruach, Holy Spirit is black and she's a she and not a he. It should be no problem because everybody else done accepted that the Messiah is white, God is white, and the Holy Spirit is either the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is a man. It's no problem with that. People accepted that. It was no controversy. It's no problem. So it shouldn't be no problem with me saying what I'm saying. I got proof for saying what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? So that's another situation. But when you say these things, with me saying that all the prophets are black, it's in the Bible. And so it shouldn't be no problem with me saying what's in the Bible. It's the truth. But, you know, the truth comes like a two-edged sword. The word of God comes like a two-edged sword. You know what I'm saying? It slashes you in so many places. You get confused. You know what I'm saying? The conviction is so heavy on you, you feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? It don't make me feel no type of way with saying what I'm saying. I feel good. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody else can say what they want to say to me and they feel good, why can't I say what I want to say and I feel good? You know what I'm saying? It's always a problem when a Hebrew speaks on something, you know what I'm saying, that's true, and that helps their people out. But when another nationality speaks on something that helps their people out, it's no problem. You know what I'm saying? That's just like me saying, in the Hebrew community, it's a lot of foreigners that have stores in the Hebrew community. You know what I'm saying? But if I say, oh, we shouldn't eat at their stores, we shouldn't buy from their stores, you know what I'm saying? We should build our own stores. That'd be another problem. But it's the truth. Because why would you buy from someone else who don't even do nothing for your community but take? Think about it. If I got a Chinese person, an Indian person that's in my community, that has a cornerstone in my community, and they won't do anything for my community, but take the money from my community and just be a convenience store. Take the money from my community, give it to their community. Never do nothing for my community. Why should we buy from them? We shouldn't. Everybody in this world has their community, and they have stores in their community from their people. So the money circulate around in their community from their own people. We the only community that don't have stores in our community that's from our people. It's from other foreign people. It's from other people. So it shouldn't be a problem with me speaking to my people to tell my people that, hey, we shouldn't be eating from them. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't buy for them. Let them go out of business. We should buy up that store. We should buy up all these stores, and we should feed ourselves. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the truth. That's what everybody else is doing. You know what I'm saying? But it's somehow information wasn't given to us. You know what I'm saying? It's somehow, when you look in the past, when we did have our own communities and we did have businesses and things built up, they got blew up. So it's some type of traumatization in there. Been traumatized. You know what I'm saying? The leader been killed. You know what I'm saying? So you just let history speak on these things. Yeshua was killed. For what? Trying to help his people get right and not be played. You know what I'm saying? And then we look at leaders around here. They've been killed, bro. So you got to think about these things. You know what I'm saying? In life. Why would you kill someone who's trying to do better for their people and help their people to get on the same level or higher level than what you and your people are on? Because of fear. Of who? People who in power. Of who? The Hebrew people who Father Yahweh always helped every time the enemy was against them. Because they know that it's true. It's evident. All throughout the Bible, that's all our Father did. Even sent his only begotten Son, the the Messiah to come save his Hebrew people. He came to save the children of Israel, the lost sheep. And they kill him. And they use his name as a scapegoat. You see what I'm saying? Why use his name as a scapegoat? You know what I'm saying? To think that they gonna be forgiven for all the wicked that they did and won't have to do nothing, so they could just fake and lie and say that they Messiah is this and change the name. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna lie and say that his name is this and then try to use him as a scapegoat for all that you did? When the Father is the same in the beginning as he is in the end. When the Father is the same as yesterday as he is today. He don't change. So how can you go in there and change these things? You know what I'm saying? And try to use our Messiah as a scapegoat. It don't work like that. You see, the thing is, anybody that's not a Hebrew, you know what I'm saying, that's a Gentile, they have to receive the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because there have been so many lies put there and so many confusion put in the world, the people who came together in secret council have to admit the truth to be set free, because the truth will set you free. You know what I'm saying? So all the things that I said to you guys, you know what I'm saying, are all true. So other nationalities, Gentiles, fake Jews, they all have to admit that this stuff is true. You see what I'm saying? That's the only way they could believe on the Messiah, because he left the spirit of truth. So that means that the spirit of truth was in him. So if they got a spirit of fake, then they can't have the spirit of truth, because he left the spirit of truth. He left the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So they can't say, oh, I believe on the Messiah, I believe in Jesus, I believe in Christ, or whatever they want to say. They can't say that and not give out this truth that I just gave y'all. Because if you believe the Bible, you got to believe the whole thing for what it is. You know what I'm saying? So starting from the beginning, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So if they can't admit to that's what it is, then they're not real believers. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not a real believer, then you fake. You don't receive the Holy Spirit. You don't receive the Father. You know what I'm saying? You just lying to people. You don't teach the Old Testament. You only teach the New. You're lying to people. You can't believe on one testament and not believe on the other. So all these things are true. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at how complex things can get in the world, you start to see, like, man, this stuff, they really tried to pull a fast one and use Yeshua, our Messiah, as a scapegoat to get out of their lives and their situations. When you see how they was acting when he was alive in the Bible, you see how they was acting towards him, saying that he was Satan's son, and he blasphemed the Father and saying that he's the son of the Father, Yahweh, and trying to come up with a plan to get rid of him because he was exposing them. You know what I'm saying? So if they did that to him, what you think they'll do to us? Same thing. Until what? The people come together, you know what I'm saying, and stand for what is right. So that's the situation. You know what I'm saying? So this may be a controversy topic that I'm speaking on, but it's the truth. And the truth will set everybody free, because everybody can't see what I just spoke. Because when they read, they're not thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? But these things was taught to me. But I didn't say, oh, no this, oh, no that. You know what I'm saying? I went and checked for myself. Is it true? Let me go read and try to see how this person explained it. Let me see if I can see all the things that add up. Is Yeshua is the seed of Abraham. It's Moses, Abraham's grandson. You know what I'm saying? Let me go see this. Let me go see if Yeshua was in the lineage of the Hebrews. He is. It's there. Like, what? Come on, bro. Let me go see if it says Yeshua came to save Israel. It is. It's there. Come on, man. But they say he come to save everybody. When the father, the whole time was only helping out the Hebrews. Because they was his, they was the seed that he chose. He chose Abraham's seed. They was the ones that he chose. Not saying that he don't care for everybody else, but everybody else had their own gods, had their own idols, had their own kings, had their own lords. They had that. So anytime the Hebrews went over to their nations, the Hebrews lost who our father was because they went over to other nations and got their name changed. They went over to other nations and had intercourse with the woman and the man and mixed up and didn't keep the laws of the father. You know what I'm saying? So these things happen. So they lost who their God was and got cursed in the midst of it. Got cursed along with the other people who was already cursed. You see what I'm saying? Noticing, I think it was what, Nehemiah? Noticing Nehemiah, where we was building up the kingdom of Father Yahweh, letting everybody know the knowledge of Father Yahweh and how things are supposed to go. And who came? The enemy. And they said, oh, let us come join. What y'all want to join for when we doing what we doing? And then since they couldn't join, they build up counselor against us to try to take us down and make us forget about what the task at hand for Father Yahweh, serving Father and doing what he asked us to do. You know what I'm saying? And then want to cause a war against us. You see what I'm saying? Why? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? You see what I'm saying? So this the situation. That's what they do. It's the tactics. So you have to learn the tactics. You have to learn the strategies of Satan. You have to learn these things. And then you got to understand what you should be doing and how to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's so much that has to be done, you know what I'm saying, within your mind that you have to meditate on the word day and night, like the word, like the Bible says. And everything that you desire will be given unto you. You know what I'm saying? So if you desire the knowledge, if you desire the wisdom, if you desire the understanding, it will be given unto you. If you desire the spirit of truth, it will be given unto you. You know what I'm saying? If you desire whatever you desire, it will be given unto you if you meditate on the word day and night, because the Father will see your works and he will bless you. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of what people say, oh, it's controversial, oh, he's racist. I'm not racist. I'm just speaking the truth. It's no problem with Yeshua being white, with Jesus being white. It's no problem with having political people are the so-called rulers of the earth, and they get to call the shots and get voted in or whatever, elected in, selected in, whatever you want to call it, and all these things, and they get to mess around with the money, mess around with the inflation, mess around with the interest rates, mess around with the economy, mess around with people's jobs, the taxes. They get to mess around with everything that people voted them in to not mess around with, to not mess up. You know what I'm saying? They mess it all up, and they put it in your face that they mess it up, but then people still don't see it because people are hoping that they just fix it back. Bro, they messing it up. What you don't get? What you don't get? God don't mess nothing up. It's what it is. These laws been set before we got here over 2,000 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So that's the situation. The truth is the truth. Whoever can't take the truth do not have the spirit of truth with them. And that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? It's no problem when people say what they want to say out their mouth about what they want to say. But then when children of God come out and speak the actual truth and not fake like some churches and not fake like some people in this world that's not in church and that's not a God, then it's a whole problem. You know what I'm saying? But I don't care. Like, whatever it is whatever it is. My Messiah said that people gonna hate me like they hated him. So it is what it is. I already forsaken everybody. So what does it matter to me? You know what I'm saying? My life in the hands of God. I'm serving a God. I'm a child of God. So that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So people can take it how they want to take it and for what they want to take it for. But it's just life, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just life. People ain't going to believe. You know what I'm saying? Because people want to be fake. People want to be on everybody's side. They want to be on everybody's side but God's side. You know what I'm saying? They want to be on everybody's side. They'll jump on anything. You know what I'm saying? Knowing it ain't right.
They can be like, oh, they doing this. Let's go do a riot. Knowing it ain't right, they'll go do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, people got to come to God, to the one true God. They got to believe on the one true God. They got to believe the truth and stop making stuff up. Stop confusing people. Stop dividing people. Stop doing all these things that's cause confusion on people. And things to get back right. People doing what they want to do out here. It's getting down to the youth, where the youth growing up so fast because of the internet and things that's going on, that it's going to be hard to even put this in their mind. You know what I'm saying? Because of how much things they see. Once people see somebody that look wealthy to them, once people see somebody that look rich to them, see that somebody in a higher place than them, they idolize, they glorify, they look up to, they're inspired by. They all these things for these people. And when you try to tell them the truth, it's so far from them that they don't even believe what you're talking about, because you ain't the one in the limelight. You ain't the one in the media. You ain't the one being talked about. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Because those who are real and those who won't change their heart and won't change their mind and want the truth, they will believe. So it's no force. You know what I'm saying? It's no force. It's no fight. It's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I speak what I'm supposed to speak. Everybody who's a father, Yahweh, we speak what we're supposed to speak. And that's what it is. Those who will come. Those who ain't going to come won't come. You know what I'm saying? You can't save everybody. You know what I'm saying? I sure die for all the Hebrews, but every Hebrew, you know what I'm saying, ain't no on the court with it for what he died for us. You know what I'm saying? And everybody who can be saved, they not on the court with the truth. You know what I'm saying? They can care less about what the truth is. They just want to just say that they is when they ain't. You know what I'm saying? So that's the situation. That's what we got to get through our mind. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to get through our head. That everybody who speaks and say, oh yeah, I'm a Christ and I'm a Yeshua and I believe in Jesus and I believe in God. Yeah, show it. Where it's at. Go in front of your people right now and speak it. You know what I'm saying? Go in front of your people right now and speak the truth. You know what I'm saying? Let them want to stone you. You do that. You know what I'm saying? You get in front of your people right now and say, I believe this and that and that and that. You know what I'm saying? And speak the actual truth and not the fake truth on that you just believe. Speak what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why people are going to be judged for doing what they do to the Hebrew people. You know what I'm saying? Just think about how our life is when we got white rulers, white people who's trying to rule over us all our lives. And then on top of that, we living around them, you know what I'm saying? But we supposed to be at peace. If we do anything wrong, we go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Just think about what type of life that is. Knowing these people did what they did to your people. You know what I'm saying? But hey, you know what I'm saying? We real. And we the real children of Father Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? So we able to do these things. We're able to do these things and get through. You know what I'm saying? Look at our Messiah. That's why. See what I'm saying? That's why we're able to do these things. That's why we're able to do these things. So when you look at everything, man, you got to understand that we're strong. Many people that go through these, that will go through something like this, they will go crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? And for us, for all these years, to be able to be amongst these different nationalities, knowing they went into secret counseling against us, and knowing that these people killed a lot of our people and took a lot of our things, and we still around them. You know what I'm saying? You got to look into that. Be like, dang, how these people just, like this, they could work with them, they could live around them, they could eat with them, they could be friends with them. They can join things with them and play sports with them, do all these things with them, and be better than them, and don't own nothing, but they can just still be around them. How? Any other nationality, and we was in charge, and we had them doing all the things that they have us doing, they would want to murder us.
You know what I'm saying? They'll want to murder us. That's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? You got to take it for what it is. That's why the fear is on them. You know what I'm saying? Fear is on them. So that's why they do what they do to us and not give us the knowledge and information to put us so behind, because they fear that if we do have charge or do take charge, because we're better than them in anything. You know what I'm saying? If we do have charge, then they fear that we were doing to them what they did unto us. You know what I'm saying? Because who wouldn't want to do unto somebody what they done unto them? But when we are Father Yahweh, we don't have to do unto them what they done unto us. Because we'll be of our Father. But they know that they took us so far from our Father that they know if we ever get into power, they think, hey, man, they're going to do unto us what we did unto them. You see what I'm saying? Because they the ones that took it, guilty conscience. When you got guilty conscience, these things happen. You know what I'm saying? So guess what? You're going to do whatever wicked you got to do to not let it happen. Yeah, man, I'm just telling y'all the truth, man. I don't care what nobody say. It is what it is. I live my life for God, not for man. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if nobody support me with nothing. I don't care. It's what it is. It's life. You know what I'm saying? When we live our life on the edge for Father Yahweh, he's going to bless us every time. You know what I'm saying? When you live in fear, you don't want to say nothing because of this, because of that. Man, things get rocky for you because Father Yahweh going to put you through some stuff that you don't want to go through. You know what I'm saying? Then you're going to have to face the light for real. I'd rather face man than God any day. You know what I'm saying? Don't let no man put no fear in my heart. It is what it is. So that's the situation. You know what I'm saying? So we got to understand, man. You're either going to live for God or you're going to live to please man. My life, man, it is what it is. I'm forsaking everybody. You know what I'm saying? It takes time to get to certain levels in life. But after a while, you do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You do what you're supposed to do. Because at the end of the day, people are not going to care about you, man. You know what I'm saying? You're balling this life alone. You're going to leave alone. And at the end of the day, you got to answer to God for all the situations and consequences that you've been through in life. So it is what it is, man. I love y'all. Be blessed, man. And like I said, this is not racist or anything. This is just the truth. And if you don't want to accept the truth, you don't have the spirit of truth. Love y'all, man. Shalom.